Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today on New Life. I'm on the line with Milan Yurkovich and Dr. Sherry Denham, and I'm glad they're here. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help, if you're struggling with anything. This is a tape show, so you don't need to call in right now.
Hi, glad you're with us. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm sorry to speak to Kane. How about yourself?
I am so angry. I am like Godzilla with a bustier.
How do I help her and me through this? How do I get to a stronger place? Because she really is the love of my life.
You feel a lot of emotion about this.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know she had a homosexual past until she had made a move on me.
He has an addiction to pornography he would not deal with. He said, you act like I'm the only one that has this problem and I should just...
Well, you are the only one that I'm married to that has this problem.
That's what I told him. I said, I'm not married to everybody else.
Now, this is...
So you all just let him off the hook?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Glad you're with us here today. And when I say us, I mean Dr. Sherry Denham. Hey, Sherry.
Hey.
And Milan Yurkovich.
Hey, it is us.
And Milan,
yes.
And Dave and Jan and Kay and Steve are going to be in Dallas July the 26th, 27th, and 28th. And it's the New Life Weekend, the Marriage Weekend, and Healing is a Choice. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you're struggling yourself with forgiveness or bitterness or fear, anxiety, it's Healing is a Choice. If you've got a relationship you want us to help you with, it's the Marriage Weekend. We'd love to have you there.
I'm going to be at that Healing is a Choice weekend. You know, I wait all year for these weekends. I love our weekends that we do. There's a ton of healing that happens. So mm-hmm.
You're going with us to Dallas.
I am.
Oh,
I'm going to be on the other side, on the other wing, you know, the non-marital wing.
The other aisle.
I love those weekends. We got a lot of stuff that happens in that period of time. So
oh, yeah.
Huge life
well.
Changes.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go right to the phones, get started here with Ron from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hello there.
Hi. My problem is about 7 years ago, I had an affair, and I hadn't confessed it to my wife. About 2 years ago, or 2.5, I gave my heart to the Lord, and this just bothered me that I didn't tell her, but the thing is, she is sick, and I know she can't handle something like this
okay.
right now.
What kind of sick is she?
Cancer.
And is it terminal?
Well, we're not sure what it is. It's ovarian cancer. She was in remission for a while, but the tests are showing that it's back. They just didn't find it yet.
Yeah. Well,
it's a very aggressive cancer, from
okay.
what they say.
I've got a very
between us right now, and I'm stuck. I'm stuck in my salvation. I'm just stuck in my whole life.
Okay. Well, I've got a thought, but I want to hear from Sherry and Milan first on this. Sherry, what do you think? He thinks it'll make her sicker, or that he says she can't handle it now.
Well, I guess I'm concerned for both of you because it's eating your lunch, Ron, to have that secret from her. There's been a lot of change in your life since 7 years ago. You've come to faith.
Yeah.
You know, Christ has entered in, and part of what the Lord wants to do is to transform us and get us free. And when we have something like this that's so weighty and so heavy, it can create bondage, and we can feel stuck. You know, I guess I'm of the belief that women can end up handling a lot more than many men think they can handle, because we just want to know the truth and the context. That doesn't mean she isn't going to feel pain. She will. And she'll probably have to go through a process of bringing her pain to you and having to rebuild trust, but your salvation story is a big part of that in coming clean.
Yeah. Okay. Milan, you have a thought?
Well, I don't think it's just a gender issue. I think this could go both ways. I think that the responsibility of the wife to tell her husband the same thing is like really important, Sherry, because he's tormented by this. And if we're tormented by something, we need to really pay attention to it. And that could be something that could change their relationship. We'll be right back.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Talking to Ron, wife's sick, ovarian cancer, and the affair he had before he really came to Christ is just eating him alive. You know, one of the principles on confession in the recovery community is where it won't cause additional harm to the other person.
I feel it will cause additional harm.
And so my thought is you should tell her, but not right now. That you should bear the burden by yourself. And here's how you unburden yourself. You make a living restitution or living amends to her, and you do for her more than you normally would do. You sacrifice more, and then in a year or 6 months or whenever you feel like she can handle it, you tell her, and then you say, let me tell you why I have waited on you hand and foot, or I didn't play golf on Saturday just to be with you. It's because I was trying to make restitution for what I did.
Well, I've been doing that for the last 2 years. Not
good.
I know I can't be saved by doing that.
No.
But I do it because I realize the mistake I made and how much I love her. And,
good.
And she's noticed a change in me since I gave my heart to the Lord. I mean, everyone's noticed a change in me, and it was miraculous. I mean,
well, Sherry Milan, what do you think about the angle of he should tell her, but maybe not right now?
I do agree with you, Steve. You know, 5 years ago today, I was at UCLA Hospital, recovering from a big open heart surgery thing where they fixed a valve.
Right.
That would not have been a good time for my wife to confess something to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I was at my weakest place. I was at a place where I was sick, depressed, sad, angry. I was just really all out of sorts. So I think you really do need to pay attention and ask God for the wisdom, to your point, Steve. When do I share this? And to Sherry, I love what you said. You know, my life is different now, but I have something I have to say. And Christ came into my life, and I have a different perspective, and something's been tormenting me. And, you know, before we lose each other, I just need to clear something up. And I think it's really appropriate to wait and ask God for that timing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm glad you called. And
that is what I have been doing, you know, asking God for guidance on this. And I even have a hard time forgiving myself, and I know that's wrong. That goes against God to not forgive myself, because he's supposed to forgive us.
Yeah.
But you have to let yourself off the hook, Ron.
Right.
And a part of that is in the confession. What I want to just encourage you is, you know, with this cancer coming in and out of remission, I just want to encourage you to be courageous. The next remission that comes around, don't allow your fear to keep you from coming clean. Press in, walk in.
All right. I'm going to send you healing as a choice. I hope that that's helpful to you there. And God bless you, my friend. Let's go to, how about D from Knoxville, Tennessee, WRJZ. Hello, Dee. How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm well, too. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that it's always such a thrill to open up my mailbox and see a package with a new book from New Life Live, and I cannot tell you just how exciting that always is.
Mm.
So I really thank you for your ministry. And
thank you.
My question today is, the other day I heard a caller ask about, was there any correlation between unforgiveness and Alzheimer's? And I don't know that I ever really heard you answer that. I have a family member who is deceased now, but had Alzheimer's, and their child is elderly, and they have a very unforgiving spirit, and they haven't been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but I did just really wonder about that effect of unforgiveness.
Yeah, I think unforgiveness makes us sick, emotionally sick. I think that makes us physically susceptible to illness, and I think there are always these reasons that God is so specific when he says, get rid of all bitterness and anger and resentment.
One of the things that I talk about at the Women in the Battle is I actually talk about in Scripture in King Solomon's temple, there were these little rooms that King Solomon's temple was the only one that had them. They were called cheater boxes, and they were these little rooms that stored articles of worship and articles that they had gotten in battle where God has been victorious. Well, back then, the priest ended up putting abominations in those cheater boxes, things that were worship things like Asherah and ugly things that they would use as defiling the temple. And I've used that. Chuck and Nancy Mister talked about how those cheater boxes are kind of like our lives, like we hold those articles, whether it's unforgiveness, things that have been done to us, or things that we've done to others. And in Scripture, when God says, if you forgive men when I sin against you, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive their sins, the Father won't forgive your sins. That verse has always really bothered me because I thought, wait a second, you died. But I think God is really serious when it comes to unforgiveness, because we need to empty out those cheater boxes. We need to get out that stuff and let people go, let ourselves off the hook, and replace it with forgiveness. Replace it with God's goodness, because if not, as kind of was said in Chuck and Nancy Mister's book, we'll somaticize it. It'll actually go into our body. So I think a lot of the issues that we struggle with are because we've got stuff that we're holding on to.
Yeah.
So that's a little, you know, Bible lesson there. And there's so much more there, but it's serious business.
That's a fabulous Bible lesson, too. And yet, there are people who have very free souls because they aren't holding things in emotionally, spiritually, physically. And they still get physical diseases because we are cast into a broken world where we all, since the Adam and Eve the apple.
You're right.
So you can not have a problem with forgiveness or stuffing or repressing
and
emotions
still
have a physical problem and Alzheimer's. But there's a great book by a Brazilian doctor. His name is Gabor Mate, and it's called The Body When the Body Says No. And it's about the idea of storing up bitterness and forgiveness and repressing and not having an emotional outflow. And what happens is that the body never forgets and it gets sick.
Did that answer your question?
Well, it did. And I had also wondered if you had ever heard of splanchna therapy, which is a therapeutic protocol that does deal with the emotional issues behind the physical symptoms. And
I would ask the physician what they thought about it, because it does use some things that we believe in. You know, EMDR is kind of weird, but boy, people sure do get results from it. So, you know, I don't know that the theory behind it is accurate. It might be. But I think you just want to be sure that a physician is aware of what it is and then says this isn't going to cause harm to him.
Okay.
Okay?
And I tend to be one of those purists that I guess I look at the research. If there's things that are being utilized that have a ton of research, that's why I'm not answering the question about unforgiveness and Alzheimer's. I don't know one study that proves that. So I'm not going to say yes.
Yeah. And like we said on the other show, when they take this tool and it establishes that they have little purpose in life, the disease progresses.
Yeah, there's
faster.
Some research to back that up. So,
Carolyn from Waco, Texas, KBBW is the station.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
I had a question about the diagnosis of bipolar 2, which happened to me in 2010. And since that diagnosis, I had an onset like I was 62 years old. And I've had a question about the diagnosis because I was told it usually comes on earlier in life, and I did receive some material which talks about another less severe form. Is it cyclothymia?
Cyclothymia.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Which did involve sleep deprivation in my situation and life changes. And even though I've asked that question of the psychiatrist, not to be bothersome, but I just wondered, since I didn't seem to fit the traditional one or two, if that was even something I needed to confirm myself with.
You do need to talk about it. I think that's the main thing. You know, no points off for talking about it. Asking about that.
Well,
it's hard for us to say, you know.
Yeah, we can't say that here. But the other issue is that, you know, obviously medications can be a part of a diagnosis. And I've seen people in my office, Sherry, I'm sure you have too, that are on the wrong medications and they're not being helped. So one of the important aspects of a diagnosis is to find the right treatment, which may include therapies as well as a psychological or, if you will, psychoeducation for the patient and the family, as well as other ways that they can manage whatever it is. So, Sherry, do you have a thought?
Yeah, I just, you know, I agree, and I think sometimes it means getting a second opinion. And sometimes you really have to sit with a clinician over a period of time before they have a chance to take you in. And really over time, right? Bipolar 2 is something that you discover over time. So the longer you're with a treatment professional, sometimes we need second opinions to help really help us make sense of what we're seeing. That all helps us, right? And then the right treatment, like you said, Mylan, is so critical.
All right. I'm glad that you called. I hope that was helpful. I'll send to you a copy of Walking Into Walls, and I hope that that's a book that you can enjoy. Let's go to Roy, Ashland, Missouri. KMFC is the station. Hey, Roy.
I would like to first say I thank God for you and your ministry, and I also thank God for the patience and the courage to stay online so you could take my call.
Yeah, well, great. How can we help you, Roy?
Well, okay, let's see if I can do this quickly. My wife of 29 years stated in August of 2010 that she was going to get a divorce, and she left. And after about 9 months of, I kept expecting someone to serve papers on me, and they did not, so I ran into her one day, and I was hopeful that delay was a good sign, but it wasn't. Mm. And she simply said that she couldn't afford it, so I thought, well, if I love her, I got to try. So I went through legal services and did a do-it-yourself class and actually took care of the divorce in June the 13th of 2012. And the problem is that I took an oath when I married her that we'd be married till death do us part unless there's some good biblical reason for a divorce, and there was not. And so I feel, I know I'm legally divorced, but I don't feel divorced. I feel like I'm still married. I feel like a married man living alone and finding it hard to move forward. I try to, you know, put myself in situations where I'm with other Christian adult singles And if the opportunity came along, I'd hope that I would pursue that, you know, to develop the friendship and see where it went from there.
Okay. So what is your question?
I seem to be unwilling to allow that to happen.
Okay. So what is your question for us then?
I don't know how to get over feeling married to a woman I'm not really married to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll give you some help right after this. You can hear the music.
Okay.
So hold on there, Roy. I'm glad that you did. Mark went to every man's battle and said, I've got one word to describe how I feel about leaving it. It is with hope. For years, he had learned to hide the real me because of shame. And he was able to get rid of that shame. He says now he's got an army of guys around him to ensure that he's going to make the right choice. Boy, it's just so great. He says, for the first time, I believe I'm not a pervert. I am a son of God. What a change. If you're drowning in the shame, if you're drowning in shame, Every Man's Battle Workshop. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn. Come join us as we cruise Alaska this summer, July 1st through the 8th. Alaska is one of God's most wonderful and spectacular works of creation. And if you haven't been before, you'll be amazed at all there is to see and to do. We'll be sailing the Norwegian Sun, starting in Vancouver and sailing north to Anchorage. Along the way, we'll stop in Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, and then sail Glacier Bay and Hubbard Glacier. Our New Life cruises are always filled with lots of fun, wonderful fellowship, and great teaching from our team. And joining me this year are Women of Faith speakers Marilyn Meeberg and Lucy Swindoll. To register or to find out more, call 1-888-770-6898, extension 103. That's 1-888-770-6898, extension 103.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn with Dr. Sherry Denham and Milan Yurkovich, the author, with the co-author with his wife Kay, How We Love and How We Love Our Kids. Now, we're talking to Roy, divorced last year, doesn't feel unmarried. Sherry, you have some thoughts for Roy.
Roy, what's your former wife doing now?
She's living right around here, and other than that, I don't know. I don't have any contact with her.
I mean, is she married? Do you know?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't think so, but I don't, I mean,
Well,
I don't think so.
This is how it feels to me. I would call this kind of complicated bereavement, meaning, you know, she leaves in August of 2010. And it sounds like there's a lot of unanswered questions that you have. And I would, if I were you, I would have you pursue her. And I would have you ask her some questions in regards to what happened. Why did you leave?
You need
what
that info.
What did I do that caused you to move out in 2010? Because it doesn't sound like you guys had a lot of resolution. You just accommodated her on the divorce because she didn't have the money. And
okay.
So it's kind
I have asked her, and she says she doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, I would go back.
It's just been shut. The door has just been slammed shut. She has no desire whatsoever to have a conversation with me.
So this is what I do. I'd try one more time for your own sake, and I'd say, I'm looking for closure. The reason I'm asking this of you is I really need some closure.
Well, I have asked about 3 or 4 times.
All right.
I've gotten the same response every time.
Okay. Then you may just need to let yourself off the hook then and move forward, because we can't force someone else to really give us information that they're not willing to give.
And I know.
And also, you know,
trying to force her to do anything is like pushing a chain up a tree.
Well, let me tell you something. A year is not a long time. And most people say that after 5 years, something really changes in you. And I found that to be very true. So you may have to need to be patient. Let me send you How We Love, and it'll help you in the next relationship or just feel better about what you did in the past.
And, you know, sometimes it's forgiving ourselves, too, because sometimes we look at divorce as the unpardonable sin.
Yeah.
And you may need to go in and allow Christ's blood to flow over the fact that you filed for divorce and accommodated her, even when you were in conflict over it. But to take that to the cross, like all of us do, when we take the gnarliest things we've ever done and place it at Christ's feet, it's there that we find forgiveness. But what happens is oftentimes we pick it up. We want to put it down at the cross of Christ, and then we pick it back up again and go, I'm a horrible person because I did this thing. You need to let it go and let yourself off the hook for what happened.
All right. Really glad you called. Let's go to Sonia, Fort Worth, Texas, KWRD. Hello, Sonia. Are you there, Sonia?
Yes.
Okay, how are you?
Oh, fine, thank you.
How could we help you today?
Well, I'm calling today because this July will be 7 years that I've been married to my husband.
7 years, okay.
Yes, but about 2 months ago, I asked him to leave. We had been having problems for like the last year and a half, which was related to money, broken promises, alcohol. And I am wondering, should I let him back into the home, even though he won't admit that he has a problem and won't do any of the AAA classes?
Why would you do that? Why would you let him back in? And just to enable him to continue his drinking.
Well, I guess because I've been struggling just, you know, with my income, and his income was like the highest income of the home. And so I'm kind of debating like yes and then no. And he's not willing to admit that he has that problem. And every time I ask him, you know, if he wants to do counseling, that I'll go with him. He always says that I need to do anger classes first, so he always throws that out first.
Why don't you tell him you'll go to an anger class? He can drop you off at your anger class, and he can go to an AA meeting.
Okay, because, I mean, I have told him that I will do it, but then he changes the subject. Well, you know, once I tell him, okay, I'll do the anger, but will you do the alcohol classes? And after that, you know, he'll change the subject and won't. You don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, let's hear what Mylon and Sherry think about a man who's got a drinking problem and whether he should come back into the home having still denied the fact that he has the problem.
What marriage is this for each one of you?
I'm sorry?
What marriage number is this for each of you?
This is number 2 for me, and this is his first marriage.
Okay. So really, what I'm hearing here is a very disconnected husband and wife. If we just take the alcohol out of it for a second, which is an important piece, I don't want to minimize it. I'm just saying what the two of you don't have is you don't have the ability to be able to talk to one another and really learn how to communicate on a soulish level, which is a place God calls us to go to. Now, one of the best things you could do in the whole wide world, and you have an anger problem, and he has an avoidance problem, okay? So you're the pursuer, he's the distancer, all right? So that's the problem. What you need to do is you need to get to that marriage weekend that's right in your neighborhood next month.
Okay.
And the two of you learn to talk instead of making the anger and the alcohol the issues, you guys need to learn to hear each other's hearts. That's the beginning.
Okay.
So you're saying, okay, well, if you don't have a problem, let's go fix this problem. Let's go work on the marriage problem. I'll send you Mylon's book, How We Love. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. New Life Weekend. We got the Marriage Weekend. We've got Healing is a Choice. July 26th, 27th, 28th in Dallas, Texas.
Steve. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Yeah. And then July 19th, we've got the 25th anniversary in Northern California. And we'd love for you to come for that. You can find out about it. It's in Brentwood. Yes, Mylon?
Well, I was just going to say, again, you have a core pattern that underlies the you know, all these symptoms.
Well, don't be talking about my problems on the air.
and then Steve does this, and Misty does that, and Steve does this.
We're still working out this last call.
So, okay. So the point is that if we don't address the core pattern of the lack of emotional connectivity and the anger that's there and the avoidance that's there, they'll never be able to get to a place. And maybe the alcohol is a way of covering up the pain to that. I'm not excusing alcohol. We're just saying, you know, what relationally causes us and drives us to addictions? You know, what are some of the relational struggles and the internal emotional struggles that drive us to drink? You know, and those are the questions we really have to ask. That's why I'm stressing to Sonia the concept of really understanding what is their core pattern. There are some great counselors in Dallas area, and, you know, they need to get in some good couples work. They can come to this weekend. That'd be a great start, Steve, to get to that weekend.
Okay, well,
and he can pay for it since he makes more money than she does.
Yeah. It's a great way for a lot of people to come together, and people that have been separated for a long time have come and gotten together. Let's go to Kat from Los Angeles, California, listening on KKLA. Hello, Kat. Welcome.
Welcome. How are you?
Good. What's going on in your life today?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling in because I'm at a crossroads with my boyfriend of about 4 years.
4 years.
We have 4 years. We have broken up on and off, I'd say twice, and now we are on our third go after recommitting, going through some transformation, and also currently going through counseling with the pastor at the church.
Okay.
The
What's the question
in our relationship has been sexual pornography and infidelity.
Okay.
So I bought him Every Man's Battle a couple of years ago, and he read it The second time around said he was practicing it, and then come to find out there was a lie and he was still doing it and receiving it.
Why are you hanging out with this guy still after 4 years? What's going on?
Good question. Well, I got back together with him just in April because I think there was just the commitment of what is possible. I do love him, but I am not in love with him with this behavior. And then also he went to Every Man's Battle in February in Seattle. And I noticed that there were changes. And it seemed to be like there was a real possibility that we could really make something work toward marriage. And that was the intention.
So what are you doing, my dear, with your own recovery? Because you are attracted to a sex addict.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, Kat, if you will just love him a little longer in this dating, that he's going to be healed from the power of your love. He just needs a little more time. 10 years? 20 years? See what I'm saying? There's not a bright future here.
Yes, that's what the pastor is saying, too. He's saying you need to hold on and just love him and be patient, let God do what he needs to do.
No, I'm not saying that. I was being facetious.
No, I feel you. I got you. Believe me.
This is what I recommend for you, Kat. I recommend that you get into a recovery group for women who are involved in sex addicts.
Yep.
Because I want you to open your eyes. I want you to go in and look at all the reasons that you're in relationship with him and the desire for it to have him heal, the fantasy that he's going to be different, even though 4 years has shown you that he's still struggling.
Yeah.
And I want you to start working out your issues of codependency and your issues, which may have to do with some kind of abuse or hurt or pain in your past, which is setting you up to want to rework or fix something in this man and in your own life through trying to rescue a man from his struggle.
Yeah.
I want you to get under our Women in the Battle blog. I want you to start blogging with some
of
the women.
I'm on your blog, Sherry. I got on it just on Sunday, and I just love it.
I want you to ask the girls a question. I want you to blog and say, hey, can anybody speak to me? What is it about me that's keeping me in a relationship with this man after 4 years? Can you women speak into that? Put yourself out there, get vulnerable, and let some of our girls speak back to you.
You know, Kat,
I will do that.
Kat, being in a relationship 4 years and not being engaged, I mean, that's a red flag. But him repeatedly being unfaithful and regressing in his recovery and all of that, you know, that's the nuclear hazard black and yellow sticker. That's not just a red flag. And so I really hope that you can heal and feel good about the fact that you did what you could to help a man who was so sick and so involved that he didn't respond to that, and then move on with your life.
Okay.
I
got it. That was
I'm
going to
send
helpful.
You, Is This the One? And it's got some great red flags and things like that in there.
And hey, Kat, stop having sex.
Yeah.
I want you to stop today.
Yeah.
I don't want you to put out any more. So that's my recommendation for you.
Yeah, good. Okay, let's go to Becky, Indianapolis, Indiana, Sirius XM. Hello, Becky.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'll try and get to the question quickly. I've been married for about 7 years. I found out 2.5 years ago that my husband's a sex addict, porn, prostitutes, lots and other worse things. And I asked him to go to Every Man's Battle Conference about a year and a half ago, and I told him that was a condition of us moving forward. We were in marriage counseling at the time, and I told the counselor that's what I needed. And he said he wouldn't go. And so for the last year and a half, I've said, then we have nothing more to talk about our relationship.
And he's been with prostitutes. He's been with prostitutes.
Yes.
Does he think he has a problem or not a problem or what?
Yeah, no, he knows that he had a problem, and he went to SA or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
And I went to SAA and
Yeah.
You know, we've both done those things. We've both been in counseling. He knows it was a problem. He says it's behind him, that God healed him of it, and that he doesn't need Every Man's Bell because he was in a 12-step program, which he doesn't really go to anymore.
Okay, so...
And it's the same thing, and he doesn't need more of the same.
Okay, so what about... you have a what-if clause. What if you revert back to this? Will you go to Every Man's Battle? And the other thing is, he does need to be in an ongoing program. So that would be a minimum. But, you know, maybe he has done well in the 12-step group.
So, Becky, I don't want to frighten you, but it sounds really similar to my story, and I ended up as a marital casualty. Because my former husband was also with prostitutes, and because he didn't stay in his SA recovery process, he didn't have his guys around him to hold him accountable, it just went on to be with other women. And our marriage ended in a casualty. You need to stay in your recovery. You need to stay in your recovery, because you guys aren't out of the woods yet. That's my gut.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
And I just think, you know, there's a reason we have this sustained victory program, because it's stained victory when you get out of it, when you stop saying you need it. And that's what people do when they're in recovery and they relapse. They start thinking, I don't need it.
Well, Steve, you made a great point that, you know, there are other groups besides EMB, like a 12-step group, where he could have made progress, and maybe he is at a different place.
Yeah.
And to simply hold one more hoop for him to go through, you're asking, well, maybe it did work. Maybe there is change. How do you explore that?
But you have the what-if clause.
But you have the what-if clause, and you have to be really aware of what Sherry said, because, you know, the relapse rate is very high, and you've got to decide what you're going to do if that happens.
Well, the statistic shows it's 5 years of being clean to be, you know, beginning the process of recovery. That's what Patrick Carnes says. Mylan, can you just talk for a moment about the intimacy issues that are underneath the sex addiction, right?
There's an emotional lack of intimacy.
Correct.
Because nobody's really talking about what people feel on the inside. The emotional illiteracy in America is huge. People don't know how to express their feelings. They don't know how to connect relationally.
But what do you say to a husband who says, I've been healed, God's healed me, and I don't need to do this anymore? I mean, what is that saying in a marriage?
Well, he certainly isn't asking the woman, how scared are you?
There you go.
Did I get the right answer?
You did.
Okay, good. I felt you fishing for a right answer.
You're good, Mylan.
He's certainly, after being with prostitutes, not asking the question.
Well, he owes her a lot.
Yeah. What can I do to win back her heart?
And rebuild her trust.
Very sad. Gives men a bad name. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My good friend Steve Arterburn and I agree on a lot of things, and one of them is the importance of a good marriage. Steve and the crew at New Life are on a campaign to strengthen marriages, to renew, refresh, and restore them to be what God intended for them to be, and I am 110% behind their efforts. That's why I want to encourage you to consider attending New Life's Marriage Weekend. Whether your marriage just needs a little refreshing or you're on the verge of a divorce, this weekend can be exactly what you need. You don't want to miss it. There's no other conference like it. Call the good people at New Life at 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 800-639-5433. And talk to them about the upcoming New Life Marriage Weekend. Or check it out at newlife.com. Don't wait another minute. Do it now.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring
that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Denham. And, you know, we've been on a really wonderful campaign to increase our Club New Life family. If you join today, $25 a month in honor of our 25th anniversary, you get discounts for things that we do. You get resources every other month. I send you a monthly CD that I make just for you. Just made the next one yesterday or the day before. And it's wonderful. We send you a Life Recovery Bible, our way of saying thank you for becoming part of the supportive Club New Life family. Please ask God if that's something that He's leading you to do. And if so, I sure hope and pray that you would support us. Let's go to Patrick from Houston, Texas. KKHT is the station. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys, how are y'all doing today?
Very well, thank you. What's going on?
Well, thank you for taking my call, and God bless you guys for it. The issue is this. I've been divorced for just almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in November.
Okay.
And we have a daughter. She's 4 years old. And I just, you know, this is not the life that I imagined, and it's not the life that I ever wanted. She was the one that left, and she was raised in church, but I don't think she's a believer, and I just don't know how to, I have never been able to, despite numerous efforts, successfully grieve this and move forward, and I'm not quite sure it's even what God wants. I don't know if God has restoration for my marriage in the future, because I want to be an everyday dad, not on the weekends dad. And,
yeah.
And I mean, God's ministry in my life now, and we're moving forward with that, and I'm going where He moved me to Houston just recently from Fort Worth, which
okay.
is a big step, because I don't ever want to be more than like 15 miles away from my daughter, but I had faith, and I just trusted as he led, and I followed, and things are working out. He's been providing for me,
right.
A place where I had no job and everything,
okay.
So I know I'm on the right track, but I just don't know what to do about the marriage situation, if there's
any
hope for it or
not. Let me ask you a question. What have you said to her about how you're feeling about her and the relationship?
On numerous occasions. I mean, before we were even officially divorced, just when we were in a you know, living separately status, you know, I was on my knees and just, you know, saying, you know, we've both made mistakes, and I'm sorry for mine, and I forgive you for yours, and can we just, you know, let's get it back together. And
what is what was her response the last time you brought it up?
You know, the last time I brought it up, we decided to go ahead and try to go to counseling again, because we've been several times. So you know, she said yes, and we tried this out, and we'd make effort, and the biggest problem seems to be with, she's not able to commit to us again, and I think she's very scared of being hurt again.
What did you do to hurt her, Patrick?
We had a very big issue in our marriage. I struggled from pornography addiction, and so it came out. And there's really no nice way for it to come out in the marriage. I mean, even if you subtly tell and say, "Hey, this is what's going on," and it wasn't that. It wasn't by my own admittance. So she found out. And we struggled with it for a few years.
What did you do about it? Did you get it treated?
Well, it, it's been, I guess, no, I've never been to any formal treatment. We've been to counselors, and I'm not sure if that counts.
Well, if she's afraid you're going to be hurt again, why don't you go to Every Man's Battle and tell her, look, I took care of it back then, but now I've done this because I want to show you you have nothing to be afraid of.
Okay, that's your recommendation. Sure, I haven't used or felt the temptation from it for a while now. Maybe almost 2 years now.
Yeah,
I feel like I haven't struggled with it. And
well,
and,
ask her the question then. What would it take for you to not be afraid you're going to be hurt again? Let's hear from Sherry. Sherry, you're a female. What do you think?
You know, Patrick, I think Steve's right. She needs to see your efforts. She needs to see almost like, you know, I'm seeing this sash that you're wearing with all these badges, you know, and these medals where you've said, I've done this, I've done this, I've got 632 days of sobriety, I've not masturbated to porn, I haven't acted out, I've not done any. I mean, it's like you're going to have to build a rap sheet for her to even begin to win her heart, because she doesn't believe she can trust you, right? She discovered it. You didn't disclose it. So
right.
There was a betrayal there, and that betrayal just needs to be healed, because you need to prove to her that you're trustworthy. And going to Every Man's Battle and being in a support group with other men and holding them accountable and you getting held accountable is how you build that.
And I definitely appreciate that, and I've asked her that very question, you know, what does it take from me? What do you need from me to make this work? And anything she said, I've been there for it, whether it's counseling or a group. I'm still part of a group that I was with in Fort Worth. I just conference call in over the phone every
week.
Well,
that's a good sign. You know, that's
to be with them. It's the men's group in my church called Samson Society, and I still am accountable to them. And
we're out of time, buddy. But I would, in front of a counselor, say the problem is she's afraid she's going to be hurt again. What can we do about that? And see if the therapist can help you.
And then she should come to Every Women's Women in the Battle if she's open. You know, it'd be great to have her come to figure out what her part is and how she can heal. And even if she's willing, right? Whether she goes back to the marriage with Patrick or not, she's got a wound there that's a trust wound that she's going to have to do some work on. I feel for her. I feel for both of them.
All right, I'm going to send you the 7-minute marriage solution, and all through there will be some things that you can talk about. Hey, this was in our marriage. We don't have to have that anymore. This was here. We sure don't have to have that anymore. And here's something we didn't have. We need that. So I'll send that to you, and I hope that that will be a blessing to you there. Just about out of time, and I always love it when we get a call from Houston on our new station there, KKHT. It's just one of the things that has happened since we've gotten back on our financial feet from the financial downturn there, and we'd like to be on a lot more stations. Of course, in the summer, we just like to pay our bills. So if you could help us, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the phone number. If you could help us, join Club New Life, or you send a gift of any amount, and I'm going to send you a copy of the 7-Minute Marriage Solution. That marriage workshop and healing is a choice, July 26th in Dallas, Texas. Every Man's Battle is starting today, so the next one is July 19th, 20th, and 21st in Washington, D.C. And as we mentioned before, the 25th anniversary celebration is in Northern California, Golden Hills Community Church, Brentwood, California. And that's July 19th at 7 p.m. We would love to see you there. Mylan, I so appreciate you being with us. Mylan's book, How We Love, he wrote with his wife Kay. Everybody should read that book. It's got some earth-shattering, relationship-blending and bending and mending things in it that you won't find anywhere else.
Well, we didn't just write it. We lived it.
Yeah, I know. I love it. Yeah. It's a great resource.
And Dr. Sherry Denham, she's in private practice here in Southern California. We're glad she is. And if you want a part of her, go to Women in the Battle. That's where she does her thing best. And a lot of women come out of there with a new perspective on themselves and a desire and a willingness to heal and the tools to do it. It's pretty great. So whatever you're dealing with, we've got a counselor that could help you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. We love you. Pray for us. We could never, ever get too much prayer for this ministry. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us on Monday for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.